It's just, you know, let's see where we are about halfway through the season and how teams are doing. Because right now, everybody thinks they have a chance. Everybody's excited about their team.
Michigan Tech, by the way, did get votes in last week's polls. 26 in the USCHO.com poll. So we're there. I mean, there's some respect, obviously, there. And we'd like to move up in that as far as... I know it doesn't matter to you, but for us, we'd like to see that more respect into the top 20 anyway, and maybe that'll happen soon. We've got a lot more with Coach Pearson coming up here on the Mel Pearson Show. Still time to get your question in. You can email it to me, dj@themix93.com, and they are coming in, Coach, so we'll have some questions towards the end of the show. It's the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ.
Are you a business owner? Hi, this is Jeff Mickish of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are a contractor, a manufacturer, a mom-and-pop business, or anything in between, the Turvo Agency can work for you to design an insurance program to meet your unique needs. As an independent agency, we represent many insurance companies, which provide more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Jeff Mickish, or agents Bob Franti or Teresa Stachowiak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlock. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, and Joe Strong can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles, family dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Budweiser knows that going to a ball game is about way more than just the game, especially during the postseason. So raise your bud and repeat after me. Here's to the pennant race, the wild card, and the fall classic. Here's to the rally monkey, the bloody sock, and willing the ball fair. Here's to Game 6 comebacks, Game 7 walk-offs, and folks going crazy. Here's to an unexpected hero on two bad legs, and I don't believe what I just saw. Here's to ice-cold Budweiser waiting in the clubhouse and championship banners waiting to be raised. Here's to the beer that has always been there and the game we call our national pastime. Here's to Budweiser. Here's to baseball. Budweiser is a proud sponsor of the postseason and the official beer of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. We're just moments away from asking your questions. So if you have one, email it to us, dj@themix93.com. We have a few questions on the way in. The Huskies will be off next week and the week after that. Bizarre schedule, but we've got an inter-squad game this Saturday night at 6 o'clock. Nice early in the evening. Bring out the whole family. And we're just asking people to donate whatever they can donate. And we've got a good cause for local junior hockey.
Well, we do. And that's the, I think, the best part of the evening is, you know, that anything, any donations that we receive will go back to the community and go back to the Copper Country. I think it's junior hockey.
Yeah.
And not, so, which is, you know, obviously for me, I mean, I think that's great. So anything we can do to help the local kids and whatnot and play and any help we can give them is outstanding. But it's also going to be a, you know, great night for our players. I like nights like this. You know, it's good for our players to get out of the community and learn to give back and learn to interact with the area youth and any other people that show up. So, you know, bring your skates. I think we'll have a good time after the game. You'll see an entertaining game. You'll get to, you know, meet all our new players. I think that's one of the neat things. We have obviously 10 freshmen, so they'll all be there. So it'll be nice to get out and get their autograph. And a neat thing happened in the Sioux. We had an older couple. I'm old, but they're a little bit older than me. And I was really the last guy out of the locker room. And the lady there, she had an old Michigan Tech. It looked like it might have been from the 80s or something, shirt on. And she was there collecting autographs from her team for, I think it was her grandson or somebody, and she asked me ever so politely, you know, I went up to her and I asked her, you know, how you doing, and introduced myself, and she said, oh, would you mind getting the goalie to come in and sign? He's the only autograph I don't have. And I said, well, which was it? Jamie Phillips, and she said yes. So she had all the autographs from all our players were there. And
really?
So Jamie was out on the bus, and we went out and got Jamie, and he came in. And
you sure this wasn't Paul Kurtu, right? This is somebody
else? Yeah, no, it wasn't Paul. But, you know, she was waiting there patiently. They were probably the last people in the building, you know, so I thought it was sort of neat. But anyway, we'll sign autographs on Saturday, and we'll have a team photo. We got a real nice team poster there of our team, and we'll give those out, and it'll be a fun night. So I always enjoy it, and like I said, it's a nice way for our players to interact with the local community.
I've already been asked, what uniforms are we going to be wearing?
I'm not sure. I've got so many other things going on right now. I haven't got that far, but we'll probably have one dark color, or you know, or maybe we'll go you know, maize and white. I'm not sure, so we'll have some choices there. But it's going to be an important, you know, exercise for our players. Like I said, there's guys who want to get in the lineup. There's guys who are trying to stay in the lineup. And we're going to make sure that we make this a real good, fast-paced, intense game. We need to. We need to, because we have 2 weeks here, you know, that we're not going to be playing where other teams are, like Ferris, our next opponent. They're going to be playing. They're going to be in game shape and in that mentality, how hard you have to work. So when we play them, it's going to be almost like we're starting all over again because of that two-week gap. I don't mind 1 week off, but two. Now, having said that, we can use this time and be real constructive and get a lot more practice in and work on our systems more so that we're ready to go when we head to Big Rapids.
6 o'clock on Saturday is the time of that intra-squad game, and like you said, it's going to be very important for guys trying to stay in the lineup and get into the lineup. And I don't have this confirmed yet, but there's a very good possibility for those who are listening from out of town on the web that they might be streamed. The intra-squad game might be streamed video-wise, and so we'll talk more about that once we have more details on that. But
yeah, I think it is, Derek. So yeah. I mean, I think they can go to our webpage, you know, michigantechhuskies.com, and go to the hockey page, and they'll have more information about that. And by the way, they're doing a real good job on our webpage. I would encourage everybody to go there. They've got good video highlights. I know our people and Cal Larson and Mike Stevens did our own video this weekend, and obviously we've got the interviews up from after the games, which I thought right. was a neat thing, and player interviews. So there's a lot of information on our Michigan Tech Athletics webpage, and you can also go there to read and find out about our other sports. I mean, our football team is doing outstanding. I mean, Tom Curley and those guys, and this might be the year for them, and good for them. It's exciting to see and watch, and obviously our soccer team is on a little bit of a roll. So and volleyball, Matt Jennings is doing a super job over there with that program. I mean, they've come so far, and Joe's doing a great job with the cross country, and they had a good weekend. So it's a great time to be a fan of Michigan Tech Athletics, and I'm really excited for all the sports, and they're doing a great job.
Yeah, pretty nice family up there, isn't it?
Well, it really is. We got great people up there, great coaches, and you know, and it's fun to interact with them, and we all have a good time kidding each other and whatnot. But I think we all support each other, and that's the main thing.
And I know the intra-squad game, having the skate with the Huskies after that. I know you like that, and the fact that the there's no pressure on a game, and the guys can go out after the intra-squad game and just relax with the fans.
Right, yeah, you know, win or lose usually in that game. I mean, you know, the purpose of it is obviously to get something out of it and for us to be able to evaluate our team. But secondly is for them to like and enjoy themselves after the game. It's not like we're going to lose any ground in the standings or whatnot, but it's a good time for everybody involved. And I know our players look forward to it, and they won't be in a rush to get anywhere, and that's why we moved it up to 6 o'clock, so hopefully you can get some of the younger people out before they have to call it a night. So I'm looking forward to it. I always enjoy these events, and this year we're having it at the SDC, at John McGinnis Ice Arena, where we tried to do it some other places, and we might do another one later on in the year somewhere else. But this will be at John McGinnis Ice Arena, and it'll be great. So we'll get the video board running, and there'll be lots going on.
Washington played last night. I didn't see Copley. He has moved down, right?
Yeah, we should talk a little bit about our former players. You know, Phoenix did really well the two exhibition games he played for the Washington Capitals. I know they're extremely pleased with him. And then he went down to Hershey in the American Hockey League and started there one game in their exhibition season, was the first star. So he's off to a real good start. and real happy, and we've exchanged some texts and whatnot, and he's excited for the team and how our guys are doing. Juju Arcaro just got sent down, one of the last cuts by Edmonton, and I know JJ, I have a good feeling he'll get in some NHL games this year, and like I said, we've stayed in touch with him, and Brett Olson, I think, had a real good camp, got in some exhibition games with the Florida Panthers, and he was just sent down the American League. So all those guys are doing well and showing well, and it's interesting. Last night we probably had anywhere to a dozen to 15 NHL scouts, national